Romans are said to have ingested fish brains that caused hallucinations. Ancient Romans reportedly ingested the brains of a bream called the dreamfish to get high, and modern scholarly studies have confirmed the toxicity and hallucination-inducing qualities of the Sarpasalpa bream. Hallucinogenic fish live in the Mediterranean Sea, near the Hawaiian and other Polynesian islands in the Pacific Ocean, and are also present in the Indian and Atlantic Oceans. The fish is part of the diet of the people of Tunisia, France, and Israel, but is deemed uneatable in Spain and Italy. There are 8 families of bream fish and more than 15 species worldwide that get people intoxicated if they eat the brains of the fish or don't clean the guts out of the body cavity right away. It is okay to eat the body of the fish, which is not dangerous. Around parts of the Mediterranean, it is a traditional dish when prepared with pepper and rosemary. But if people eat the head, they can experience hallucinations and nightmares. Ancient people consumed highly toxic blowfish as an aphrodisiac. Extreme sushi. Before these tasty bites, there was funazushi, video. Scholarly study documents bad trips. The high is a bad trip or nasty experience. According to Luc de Haro and Philip Pommier of Center Antipoison, Hôpital Salvatore, Marseille, France, who published a paper in 2006 titled Hallucinatory Fish Poisoning, Ichthyoelinotoxism, published in the Clinical Toxicology Journal. The study chronicles the experiences of 2 men who ate the Salima porgy fish, as it is known. The paper describes the experience. The 40-year-old, an executive, was healthy but felt tired and weak after eating baked sea bream while vacationing in the French city of Cannes on the Riviera in 1994. He became nauseated and vomited and felt acute muscle weakness. He imagined he was hearing aggressive and screaming animals and saw giant arthropods surrounding his car. He had to quit driving. He went to the hospital and recovered after 36 hours. He did not experience physical trauma other than weakness. Egyptian fesik. This food of the pharaohs could kill you. Video. What kinds of drugs were used in ancient times? The other man, the 90-year-old, hallucinated after eating a bream that he had bought at the market in St. Tropez on the Riviera. He had terrifying hallucinations and nightmares for 2 nights. He feared he had gone insane and was afraid to tell his loved ones or his doctor, but later told authorities at a poison control center. Romans and Polynesians possibly ate hallucinogenic fish to get high. Reports on the internet make the claim that the ancient Romans ingested dreamfish, fish brains specifically to get high. In Polynesia, reports say, the fish was ingested during ceremonies. Several sites report this, but they do not include much detail or sources for the information. In Arabic, the hallucinogenic fish is called that fish that makes dreams. Scientists are unsure why the fish causes hallucinations. A study in 2012 speculated that the fish eat phytoplankton that lives on seagrass of the species Posidonia oceanica, which may impart toxins. Still, scientists do not know which toxins induce the bad trip, the Vintage News reports. It is interesting to note that apparently not everyone has a bad trip after eating dreamfish. A National Geographic photographer, Joe Roberts, wanted to see what the high was like. He had a cook broil it with stewed pumpkin. He said the hallucinations were not as vivid as others reported and that they were not negative. The ZME Science website says Roberts was happy with the experience. Roberts' positive experience may help explain why the Romans and Polynesians took the fish brains voluntarily. By Mark Miller.